All right, everyone, I think I'll go ahead and get started. So first of all, did everybody here attend the keynotes? Is everybody there, pretty much? Is everybody else as excited as I was after seeing that? You know, it's funny because, good, we see a really excited hand back there. I've seen the presentation before. I've had a chance to work with a lot of the components inside of Cortana Analytics. And I personally have been involved in a lot of the stuff that we're doing at Informatica around analytics as it's moving towards the cloud. And I still get really excited when I hear some of the really cool stories and what people are able to do and how they're really able to optimize and modernize what people used to do and what used to take so long in the past and how different it is today. I mean, it really is quite shocking at the pace of change and innovation that's been happening over specifically, I'd say, the last 3 years. It's really accelerated. But quick intro for myself. Again, my name is Ron Leenaussen. I work at Informatica. I'm a senior director for product management and strategy for the cloud division at Informatica. So I've actually been working at Informatica for about 20 years. It's actually been 20 years as of June. It's the first job I've ever had. I luckily stumbled upon these guys. They seemed really nice. They gave away free coffee. And next thing you know, 20 years later, here I am still at Informatica. But I've been doing analytics, data integration, ETL, whatever you want to call it. That's been what I've been doing my entire career. I started off with the cloud team when we first formed in 2005. And like I said, I mean, I thought things were really fast in the early days. Things have really accelerated over the last 2 or 3 years. So it's quite exciting, and it's very exciting to be here today. I probably came out here for the first time to this campus to talk about the work that we're doing with Informatica and with the Azure folks. Gosh, that was probably about a year ago that I came by, and a lot has changed since then. So I'm very excited about the stuff that we're doing in conjunction with Cortana Analytics, and you guys will get to see a deep dive of what we've got. I'll actually be going through a lot of product demo, we should have plenty of time. So if anybody has any questions along the way, feel free to just raise your hand and just ask. All right, so here's the quick agenda for today. First of all, who here knows about Informatica? Could you guys raise your hand? Okay, most of you guys do. For those of you that don't know or haven't used Informatica products, ETL, SSIS inside a SQL Server. Okay, a few good, great. Okay, so again, there's even for the people that think they know Informatica, there's a lot about what we're doing, especially in the cloud, that's new and different. So I'll highlight both, you know, give you an overview of who we are if you don't know who we are, and then talk about some of the new things that we're doing. I'll then talk about a lot of what we're seeing since we started the cloud team in 05, and again, just how things are really rapidly changing here over the last 3 years. I'll then specifically talk about what the Informatica product line and how we're supporting Cortana Analytics directly today. I'll also give you some insight into the things that we're doing in the future. Then I'll spend more than half of the time in today's presentation actually doing real live demo, doing real live data integration into Cortana Analytics. So again, great time to ask questions if you have any. And then lastly, we'll end off. We have free trials available to you, so you can actually get started at the conference if you actually wanted to with some of the capabilities that we have today. All right, so a quick background on Informatica. So again, most of you that know of us think about us as enterprise data integration or enterprise ETL, focused on the Global 2000, large on-premise software deployments, ASPs of $350,000 a year. That's who we are. And that's still a key part of who we are as a company. But what a lot of the statistics that you see up here on the screen are actually more focused on what we're doing out in the cloud. So yes, we have 5,000 customers, but we actually have 5,000 customers or companies using Informatica Cloud today, which is quite a surprise for folks. Again, a lot of people don't even know that we have a cloud division at Informatica. And again, that was started in 2005. For our cloud products and our subscription revenue, we're at a 98% renewal rate. Our first cloud offering was made available in 2007, which again is a big surprise for a lot of folks. And we are today processing 7 billion transactions a day with our cloud service. And like all good cloud offerings, the rate of growth month over month is astounding. We're seeing at least a 10% month over month growth rate on most of our key metrics with the cloud. So again, we've got not only the Informatica on-premise offering, and I'll talk about that, but again, most of the demos that you'll see today are going to be on what we're doing with Informatica Cloud. But everything that we're doing shares a common technology platform. What you do in Informatica on-premise actually works inside of Informatica Cloud. What you do in Informatica Cloud can be pushed down to the on-premise products. So there's a really nice hybrid story. I think it matches very nicely to what Microsoft is doing as well with the cloud. And what this allows you to do is, much like what was talked about in the keynotes, you can get started quickly, easily, potentially start experimenting with Informatica Cloud, and have a way of tying everything back together with the core EDW enterprise data warehouse guys that are using Informatica on-premise Power Center. There's a way to tie all of that stuff together. Okay, so let's talk a little bit about some of the challenges that we've seen and what we're seeing our customers go through as they're actually talking about analytics from a cloud perspective. And I think a lot of these things really echo a lot of what was talked about in the keynotes. The first one here, you know, this is our version of the graph that Joseph showed, but there is so much more data today than there ever was. And you've got all that generated data, but what people are actually using, analyzing, and performing analytics on is that small little line down at the bottom. And a lot of the data that's being produced is being produced and stored up in the cloud. So, data challenge, how do I get access to that? Right? And actually, what you want to be able to do is get access to that data, but still have it tie back to some of the core systems that you have on-premise. Right, a lot of the data that's out there, it's maybe machine data, log data, so forth, that's out in the cloud. But to give all that data real context, you still need to tie that back to your core ERP, CRM systems that are on-premise, so you get a holistic view of what that data actually represents. Right, so not only getting access to the data, being able to bring the data together so that it's meaningful. And when you do that, there's some new issues around data access, how do you integrate everything together, making sure that the data quality is correct. You know, if there's one adage that will never go away when it comes to analytics, dirty data in, dirty data out. So you got to make sure that the data that you're piping to Azure and the data that's going through the machine learning algorithms is of the highest quality so that you're immediately seeing the value of those analytics and the predictive nature of that. And another key part, and I'll demo a little bit about this too, is the data security component. Right, I think Joseph mentioned that. Well, you don't. Actually, I think it was just Jason. Thank you. I've got data out there. Am I allowed to give it to you? There might be PII data in there. I should be careful about this. We'll actually show a quick demo that shows how we can deal with some of that. And then last but not least, when you start talking about cloud, it's got to be fast. That's one of the key things that people are expecting. You know, I think when people hear of Informatica, they think just the procurement process alone is going to take me 3 months, and then I've got to get the on-premise hardware and the software and the databases. And a lot of people think, oh, Informatica and cloud, does that really work? Again, everything that you're going to see here today is something that you can actually trial for free for 30 days and get started today if you wanted to do that. So we're taking some of our core capabilities and technology and putting that up into the cloud and making it usable in a true cloud way. Okay, so how are we seeing people today already getting started with Cortana Analytics? So what you see on the screen right now, this is the traditional EDW, Enterprise Data Warehouse, or analytic infrastructure that most of our customers, which is the vast majority of the Global 2000, is using Informatica for very large enterprise data warehouses. So this is kind of what you see today. Right, you've got all your traditional data sources. You've got our on-premise flagship product, Power Center, loading things into staging tables, and then going through to the enterprise data warehouse, and then going into your traditional analytic BI front-end tools. Now, what we're seeing, like what we just talked about, there's now all sorts of data that's out there that people are like, gosh, there's got to be a lot of insight that we can get out of this data. Log data, machine data, data out in the cloud, other cloud applications that didn't even exist or weren't even deployed inside the enterprise 5 years ago. Now it's like the key, you know, customer data source for certain regions, right? How do you get access to all that information? So one way, and this is the way that we see a lot of people starting, and a lot of times it's actually not just a starting point. They're actually moving production environments using purely Informatica Cloud. So they're not necessarily touching the on-premise enterprise data warehouse components. If it ain't broke, don't touch it. Just leave it alone. So a lot of people are like, hey, we got to just fire up a whole new infrastructure to start dealing with these new use cases, and we'll just find a way to tie them together later. So they're using things like Informatica Cloud. And again, this is the product that I'll be demoing for you today. Going off and grabbing a lot of the new data sources for new use cases, moving it into Cortana Analytics, going through things like Azure SQL Data Warehouse, Azure SQL Server, Azure Blob Storage, and then going off and using Power BI on the front end. But we are starting to see as those projects start to mature, again, there is that tie-in that happens. Those solutions cannot exist in a silo. For those of us that have been doing analytics for a long time, I think the last thing that any of us wants to see again is the proliferation of what's known as data marts, right? You've got an analytic database here and an analytic database here, and they don't talk to each other, and people start looking at reports and dashboards, and the numbers just don't add up because those are not, they're not synced up. So what we're able to do here with the product architecture is actually tie everything together so that you still have the ability to have consistency, even though you're doing some stuff on-premise and some stuff out in the cloud. And we're actually also seeing a lot of lift and shift types of use cases with our customers. Even though they're still maybe using the traditional products that we have, they're just saying, look, I don't want to have a data center anymore. I want to be able to run this up in Azure. So that kind of, you see Power Center running there in the cloud. We are seeing that as a real, I mean, I think that's probably the fastest growing set of use cases that we're seeing today. People are starting with just get my traditional stuff. No more hardware, we'll just run it up in the cloud. So we're seeing a big mix of all these use cases. And like I said, the real acceleration has happened over the last 3 years, and the last 12 months has just been just amazing as far as what we're seeing. Some of our longest customers, most traditional customers, people in financial services, healthcare, government. Again, these are industries that most people think are laggards. These are the folks that are actually going off and looking at all these different use cases that you see. Okay, so what exactly is Informatica Cloud for Cortana Analytics? This is a snapshot of today's offerings. We are actively working to continue to expand our support for everything inside of Cortana Analytics. But as far as what's available today, I'll show a demo how you can use Informatica Cloud to load data directly into Azure SQL Data Warehouse. We also have the ability, of course, to deal with Azure SQL Database or SQL Server up in Azure. We have the connectivity to load data into Azure Storage or Azure Blob Storage. And running our runtime component, there's an engine component that does the ETL or the data integration and translation rules. All of that can be run purely in the cloud inside of Azure on VMs in the Azure cloud. What we'll be coming out with in the future, Azure Data Lake, direct native support for our big data products on top of HD Insights, Power BI, there's all sorts of stuff that's actively being worked on today, and I would expect that if I were to give the same presentation at the end of the year, that within even that short of a time frame, this slide is going to look quite different. Question, yes?
Yeah, is this in lieu of data factory?
It's going to be used in conjunction with data factory, and that's actually going to be the first demo that you're going to see. So the question was, is this in lieu of data factory? And it's actually not. It all works together. And we'll see that. All right, so as far as, you know, what's the value proposition that Informatica brings to bear? I think probably the most important one that we provide is access to all of that. Right, I apologize, a lot of those icons are really small and you probably can't read them, so you'll get the slides. You can also go to informatica.com and all the connectivity that we provide is available to you. But pretty much it's anything else that you, anything that a customer wants to analyze up in Cortana, we'll be able to access it, especially in the large enterprise, right? That's where Informatica came from. That's what we're known for, connecting to systems like SAP, Oracle E-Business Suite, or whatever they're calling it these days. Cloud solutions like Salesforce.com, NetSuite, whatever business applications that are being used within an organization are things that we will most likely be able to connect to today. So we're able to provide that. So what we're really doing is, in the context of Cortana Analytics and the full suite, we're all the way off to the left. We're kind of those arrows that load in to the first part of the stack, right? So whatever data that you have that's out there, we'll be able to connect to that. But the one thing I definitely want to make sure I emphasize, we're not just a connectivity tool, and you'll see this when we go through the demos. It's actually about taking the data and turning it into good data. You know, it's making it connected, clean, and secure. Those are all things we'll highlight in the demo. But again, it's that dirty in, dirty out, doing as much of the cleaning up front in as easy a way that you can do. And doing that through Informatica is what you'll see me demo today. Okay. So let's switch over to the demo. So a high-level overview of the first demo scenario is we're going to actually start off in a Power BI dashboard that's going to be used essentially for churn analytics. So you're going to have all this great information, but how did the data actually get into Cortana Analytics so that you can actually perform that kind of reporting? So what we're going to do with Informatica Cloud is we're actually going to go off and take data from Salesforce, its customer data, and we've actually got the demo set up so that Data Factory is what's being used to take call data records or CDR information. So I don't think I teed up the full use case. So it's churn analytics for a telco, right? So in order to figure out who's churning, probably the best source of data for that is let's analyze what people are actually using by looking at the actual call data records. But again, to give that context, you need to have the actual customer information on top of that data. The usage data is one thing, but usage with information about the demographics and specifics about the customers is what's going to give you the insight that you need. So we're going to pull in the Salesforce information. Everything's going to be orchestrated inside of Data Factory, and then the end result is what gets published into Power BI. Okay. So with that, I'm going to switch over to my browser. So I'm not going to actually demo Power BI because I still need to go through the workshop and learn how to use it myself. But this is the end result of a dashboard that we built. This was actually a combination of our team and a lot of help from the Microsoft folks, of course. But what you see here is this is a classic churn dashboard. You have information that highlights the count of churn, like up in the upper left-hand corner, you see a map. Now, the best way of getting a lot of information is actually to tie your customer record, your customer call record, back to your CRM system, and based off of the most recent address information that's there in Salesforce, you're able to go off and figure that out. Churn by, that says gender. Again, that's there in the CRM. And the revenue information, prepaid, what type of customer that could potentially be coming from the ERP systems that would be tied back to your call data records, right? So to be able to create a dashboard that looks like this, you need a holistic view of all of the data within the enterprise. It's not just that machine data, all that, you know, that petabytes worth of data. To give it full context, you need data from the rest of the enterprise. Okay, so what I've now got up, I've got my Azure Studio open. And to go ahead and load all that data to the point where it can actually be analyzed inside of Power BI, we created this data flow. So basically, I've got the CDR information, CDR records. I've got my Salesforce data. It's all going together. It's going into HD Insights for some calculation and evaluation. It goes into Azure Machine Learning. And then the end result actually publishes off to a SQL database that Power BI is reading off of. But where Informatica comes into this is the Salesforce component. So again, this is a fairly simple demo. Of course, we can be used to connect to all sorts of things. But for this particular demo, I've got my pipeline activity here. And we're generating and reading from Salesforce and loading that into Azure Storage. Now, what I'm going to actually do here is I'm going to execute this live. So I'm going to go ahead and refresh the data. So you see that we're currently pending execution. So this is actually going through the full machine learning process where it's actually where Azure is actually going off and connecting directly to Informatica Cloud. Okay, so now I'm going to switch over and log into Informatica Cloud. And inside of here, we have a mapping that we built to bring together my Salesforce data, perform some level of data cleansing. I am actually using some of our masking capabilities to then go off and secure the data before it's actually being uploaded into Azure's cloud. Okay, so let's take a look at some of this here. So first off, we've got Salesforce as my source. If I take a look and look at the details, if we have a look here, we are connecting directly to Salesforce. This is one of our demo instances, so this is a live demo where we're going and using our connectivity to Salesforce so that we're able to start processing it. So one thing to note here is if we take a look at this, if we do a preview of the data, although we're making API calls, we're making the native API calls to Salesforce, we are not exposing any of the REST calls, we're not showing XML, we're not showing JSON. We are looking at the data as if it's relational. So in general, whenever we're connecting to whatever system it may be, whether it's SAP, a cloud app that's out there, even a hierarchical data structure like an XML file, we're going to show it and make it look relational because we find that that's the way that most people want to be able to consume that information. Okay, so here we're looking directly at Salesforce, so it's really easy to connect to that. I'm going through some data transformations. I'll show a more detailed example of our transformation capabilities. But the one thing that I wanted to highlight here is our data masking transformation that we have available within Informatica. So if I take a look, what you see is that I've got my customer ID field, and I'm going to perform a masking technique that we're just calling random. But if we go in and click on this, if we click on this, let me try again. Oh, edit. What you'll see is that Informatica has actually had data masking and subsetting capabilities within the product line for about 4 or 5 years. And we've taken that information or that technology and we've made it fully accessible here in our cloud product. So again, you see, I have not switched context. This is a web browser that I'm performing all of this. And again, this can all be done within our cloud product. So if we go take a look at the masking rules, I'm performing random. But depending on the type of data that you actually have, this is not just a simple jumble up the characters blindly. There's a lot of intelligence to the different ways that we can mask data. So you see here that we actually have specific credit card masking. So when we do credit card masking, if you're dealing with Visa numbers versus American Express numbers versus Discovery numbers, we'll mask the data, but it will still look like an American Express number versus a Visa number. Same thing if you take a look at IP addresses, we're going to keep the actual formatting, email address, social security number. We'll actually maintain the area code component, the first three numbers of a social, but still mask out the rest. so that, again, if you wanted to simply take in that information and do analytics on the first three numbers, you can actually do that, but not have the real sensitive components of that number made available. You can, of course, do a full mask, but there are a lot of things that you can do to make it a lot more intelligent. If you're dealing with test systems that are out there, when you use substitution, we'll actually use a catalog of real names so that if you're actually having somebody, even in an offshore location that's going and doing some testing, they will be able to look at data that actually looks real so that when they're actually going through their development process, they're not looking at dummy data. I mean, they're looking at data which, for all intents and purposes, looks like it's production data. So very, very powerful capabilities here. Yes, please. Yes.
So if you're to do aggregates later, you still might get the same buckets.
Yeah. So the question is, are you able to deal with things like uniqueness? And if you're masking at the, you know, when you're actually on the other side of the masking, can you still do intelligent analytics on top of that? Is there enough intelligence in the masking? So that actually isn't available here in the Informatica Cloud product, I should say, today. But we do have a whole set of data masking capabilities with our on-premise products that allow you to do dynamic data masking. You can unmask at the end. You can do things around making sure that the key is unique across the masking component. So there's lots of different techniques that you can use. And we'll be pushing more of those out to the cloud here very shortly. Okay, so I'm not going to go through the rest of this, but I do want to highlight it. We also have additional capabilities like our address standardization and cleansing. We acquired a company called Address Doctor about, I think, 5 or 6 years ago. For those of you that are not familiar with Address Doctor, I think they're the leading provider of address verification services that are out there. I think we support 240 countries. I don't even know if there are 240 countries right now, but the number is somewhere in that range where we can do actual address verification and cleansing wherever possible based off actual postal code data or postal information from the various postal services for each country. So again, not the standard ETL capabilities that you think of, although I'll show you some of that still. You know, you got your substring, you got your concats, but you also have very high-level data integration and cleansing services available to you as well. Okay, so if we take a look at this, what we'll see is, if I take a look at my activity log, so 11/24, it actually went ahead and it actually executed that mapping. So while I was talking, Informatica Cloud actually made a live connection out to Salesforce, performed this calculation, and uploaded everything back into Cortana Analytics. So the reason why that worked is, being a true cloud offering, there are inherent REST APIs that are available with Informatica Cloud. The mappings that I showed you are actually parameterized mappings, which means that from inside of Data Factory, inside of Azure, you'll see that we actually have the ability to pass on different parameters. So we have, that's not it. So we have within Azure itself and in the ML framework, when it goes off and connects to Informatica Cloud, it actually does pass all this information for us. So we could actually have an active workflow where data from downstream is actually kicking off and dynamically invoking jobs within Informatica. So this is not tightly coupled. It's not hard-coded. There's a lot of things that we can do to actually make this very dynamic. Okay, so let me drill into a little bit more capability so you can see what it would it actually be like to build a data integration flow into some of the Azure services that are there, or the Cortana Analytics services. So I'm going to go and build one of those mappings from scratch. So I'm going to create a new mapping. I'll just call this Ron Demo. And in this case, what I'll show you guys is, this is a classic use case that we see today. A lot of the people that we work with are traditional customers. They've got the enterprise data warehouse somewhere, and they're saying, hey, there's got to be a better way of doing this. Let's start looking at the cloud. But a great way to get started with this is actually let's just take data from the enterprise data warehouse and just load it up into the cloud. So what I'm going to do is actually take data from an Oracle star schema or an Oracle data warehouse, and I'm going to perform a basic set of transformations, and I'll load that directly into SQL Azure Data Warehouse. Okay, so here I'm going to drag in a source, and I will go off and connect directly to my local Oracle data warehouse. And from here, I'm actually going to select multiple objects. So for those of you that are like me and have been in analytics for a while, you probably know about star schemas, facts and dimension tables. But if you're not familiar with that, basically, if you're dealing with analytics, you put all your measures in one table, and all of the ways that you want to slice and dice that those measures by customer, by product, by region, those are known as dimension tables. So here, what I'm going to start off with is my fact table. So I've got all my opportunity metrics, and I'm going to start off with that table. And now I'm going to go and pull in all related objects. So all of the dimension tables that are related to that star or to that fact table, I've now automatically joined together, and all the data is made available to me with this object. I'm now able to go and perform some transformation. I'm going to do a quick expression here, and I'm going to link it together. And just to show an example of just some of the standard stuff that you would expect us to be able to deal with, I'm going to create a full address field, and if I go in and hit configure, for those of you that are familiar with Informatica, this is probably what you were expecting to see. I have over 200 functions. I've got all of my function types, or broken up by type, character functions. You got your substring, your instring, your length. You've got your conversion functions, data cleansing functions, including regular expression, dates, encoding. I still haven't found anybody that's using a cosine. So if anybody has that use case, please just raise your hand. We didn't take it out. We never know, but we still have those. But we also have, again, things that you would expect. Abort, decode, if, conditional statements, you can nest these at whatever level you'd like. So if you know that you've got a coded value coming across, 0 is customer, 1 is prospect, 2 is partner, you're able to do that kind of if-then-else logic with these kind of functions. Okay, but I'm going to perform a concat, and it'll be of my address 1 and address 2 fields. Okay, we'll validate to make sure that's correct and click OK. And then lastly here, this is again very simple mapping. I'm going to load a target, and that target is going to be my Azure SQL Data Warehouse target. So here I go to target. I'm going to choose my Azure SQL Data Warehouse connection. And again, if we take a look at that, this is a live native connection connecting directly to that database. And one of the great things here is I actually have the ability to either point to an existing table if it exists, but in these kind of use cases, people want to experiment. They just want to start trying things out. Let's just dump the data in as, you know, I just denormalized those four tables together. Let's just throw it in. So I'm going to create a new object at runtime, and I'll call this Ron EDW. And lastly, there are some additional configuration items for SQL Data Warehouse. Again, we are making sure that we're loading this data natively. And one of the advantages of doing a native connection to Azure SQL Data Warehouse is the fact that we're going to leverage the fact that it's an MPP database. It uses Polybase technologies behind the scenes for a lot of that. So we're able to take a best practice of loading into Azure Blob Storage first. We can partition our loads so that we can do parallel data loads as quickly as we can. And you can specify here how many concurrent connections you actually want to have directly to blob storage. So even if you're dealing with gigabytes, terabytes, petabytes worth of data, we'll be able to optimize the ways that we can load data from even on-premise systems up into the cloud.
Is that a required
route to get the data in?
Express route, is that required to get some of the optimization?
Yes, it is required to do that. Okay, so here I'm going to go ahead and save and run. And we'll go ahead and kick this thing off. So this is live, going and making that connection to the Oracle tables, joining them together, performing that address calculation, and it's doing the live data load up into Azure SQL Data Warehouse. So if we actually bring up Visual Studio here, if I connect, you see it's actually just generated the table, but it's currently empty. And as soon as it's done, we'll actually see the 90 or so rows that are 30 rows, whatever it is, loaded directly in. But I didn't get there fast enough. If I had done this fast enough, the select star originally would have said table does not exist, and then would have run it again, and then you would have actually seen the schema there. So it's dynamically generating and building that object based off of what I've chosen in my source. Now, in this example, I chose Oracle. This could have been a bunch of Salesforce objects. It could have been SAP objects. It doesn't matter. We would have generated a target directly based off of the high-level metadata, the relational-like metadata that we were able to pull. So again, Oracle, you got a bunch of SAP objects you want to throw it in here, no problem. It'll put it in the format where you'll be able to analyze it inside of Cortana. All right, so the data load's complete. You see the data's loaded there. You'll also see my address fields have been loaded. And if you go back, you see, again, it's completed successfully. All right, I've got one more quick demo for you. So that was fast, easy. You know, anybody that has any experience with integration tools or SSIS should be able to get through that pretty quickly. But what we're actually seeing with Informatica Cloud is that the vast majority of our users are actually not data people. A lot of them are actually cloud administrators that have been tasked to get some of that core data that's out there and load it up into the cloud as quickly as possible. So they're not integration folks. And a lot of times, they don't even think about that as an data integration or an ETL problem. It's like, I just got all this data that's out there. I need to load it in. This product that I'm showing you right now that's available with Informatica Cloud was actually the first product that we delivered in 2007. And it was geared more for that type of a user. So back to a lot of the points that were made in the keynotes, it's that democratization of data is not just on the consumption side, it's also on the actual integration side. So make it as quick and easy as possible for people to do their own experimentation, their own data loads up into the cloud. And that's what you'll see me demo here very quickly. So here, I'm going to give my task a name, run demo 2. I'm going to perform an insert. And again, because I know that my Salesforce system is currently active, I'm going to connect to Salesforce. And actually, I want to use my Salesforce. And this is one of those things where if you wanted to create your own connection, we've got a bunch of things that we can connect to. This is just a small subset of what we have. I'll show you the main page that has all of our connectivity options. Again, and pretty much anything that you can connect to with Informatica Cloud would be represented in a very visual way that looks relational, just like you're seeing here with Salesforce. So here are all my objects. I'm just going to choose the account object. I move on to step 3, where I'm going to load into my target. In this case, just to do something different, I'll load into my Azure storage account. And I will just create, again, something new. So I'll just create the target based off of my account metadata from Salesforce. Okay. All right, so I can perform and move on to step four. If I wanted to filter the data, I don't want all the data to move over. Maybe it's just data for this year or just data for North America. You have the ability to create those kind of filters. It's exactly what you would expect. And then last but not least, this is really kind of the key area, is the field mapping. Because I've auto-generated my target based off of my source, everything is automatically mapped over. But if I didn't, if there was just, again, I chose an existing table, it's just a matter of dragging and dropping within the UI. And again, if I wanted to perform transformations, even inside of this simple wizard, I still have access to the full set of functions that I showed you earlier. So you have the ability to perform those transformations. We also have the ability to go and leverage things like our lookup capability. Right? So maybe there's a file that has the conversion of your codes to your actual descriptions. So we can perform that sort of transformation here. And last but not least, the scheduling step. Again, it's all about operationalizing this. It's not just the one-time data loads. You experiment with the one-time data loads, you find something that actually works, and then you want to schedule this on a recurring basis. Again, you can do that inside of Azure Data Factory if you wanted to, but if you just were just at the beginning stages and want to just do that natively inside of Informatica Cloud, you can do that here. So I can either choose an existing schedule, and I don't have any here, but I can create a new one. So fully robust scheduler, it's kind of what you'd expect to see. Okay, so I'm going to go ahead and let's save and run. I just figured out that magnifying glass thing, by the way. I was so inspired by the keynote. I'm like, I'm going to finally figure out how to do that. So I used Bing and I found how to do that. So.
The full set of transformations that you used initially, like a joiner and all those stuff, what are there in the power center?
Great question. So the question is, do you have full access to things that are available actually in our on-premise product called PowerCenter? There's joiner transformations. There's all sorts of very complex things that people are using for enterprise data warehousing today. For the product that I just showed you, the Simple Wizard, we specifically decided not to add those capabilities there because we're gearing this for a different class of user, or we're not expecting those use cases to pop up. If they have the need and requirement to pull data from multiple sources where they'll need things like our joiners, then we'll either ask them to move into the mapping capability. And the mapping one, which is the first demo that I showed you, has, I'd say, most of the transformations available. Or they can still always go back to PowerCenter itself. And a lot of the connectivity that you're seeing here with Informatica Cloud is moving also to the core on-premise product. One thing that you can also do, and this goes back to kind of the hybrid story, you can build mappings, full-on mappings within the Informatica on-premise IDE, and publish them and run them in the cloud. The advantage there is oftentimes the people that own Informatica today are in the center of excellence or the IT strategy teams, and there's a lot of standards that are built out. They are able to actually work with some of these cloud teams, which may be more dynamic. They may just pop up just to try to solve a very specific problem, but they have the ability to take some core work, share it with those teams through the cloud, and then those, because it's now up in the cloud, they can schedule, manage, monitor their own work and not necessarily have to piggyback off the core team. So there's that agility and the ability to be dynamic, but still leveraging a lot of the core transformation so that there is that single version of truth. Okay, so that task went ahead and finished. And if we go in and take a look at my Azure data set here, yeah, let me just go here, browse all. And if we take a look at storage, yeah, I may give up here because I don't want to just bore you with me clicking. But trust me, it's in there. Okay, I'll keep doing this just to close out. I need to see the closure. I want to see it actually in there. But while I'm doing this, does anybody have any other questions These are pretty much the main demos that I was going to cover today. Question, yes?
Can we do the same thing for data that's non-cloud?
So the question was, can we do the same thing for data that's non-cloud? So you saw me focus on Salesforce, but what if the data is actually on-premise? So what we actually have from an architectural standpoint, you saw me work inside the browser up in the upper right-hand corner. But one of the things that I didn't actually show is that we do have a downloadable component that's called our Vibe Secure Agent. For those of you familiar with Informatica on-premise, this is actually the same exact runtime engine that is being used to populate the largest enterprise data warehouses in the world today. And we turned the engine component into a downloadable piece that's like 200 meg in size that can be downloaded behind the customer premise. Now, because of that, without having to open up any ports in the firewall, when we actually execute a job to run, the Informatica Secure Agent will grab the runtime instructions from Informatica Cloud and actually perform the transformation rules all within the customer premise so that it can have direct access, because it's behind the firewall, direct access to your databases, to your ERP systems that are out there, and it will make the direct connection back to Azure. Now, some people may ask, well, okay, where's the cloud piece to that? Well, of course, the UI, the metadata, all of the manageability, the scheduling, the monitoring, all of that's done in the cloud. We also have the runtime component available in the cloud, but what we've actually seen, the very first time that we created the product, we only had the runtime engine in the cloud. The first customer, of course, that we tried to sell to was a financial services customer. And they said, wait a minute, you want us to load our data to you just to get to Salesforce? I don't think so. So we failed miserably on our first security test. When we switched the architecture here, you know, again, we have the ability to run things in the cloud, but for most of the use cases that people are using us for, 90%, maybe higher, it's a hybrid integration scenario, on-premise mixed with cloud. And having that component running behind the customer firewall solves all the security issues for them. And the way that that works, by the way, is once it's downloaded, it phones home and it maintains a persistent connection that way. So there's a long polling mechanism. It's always initiated from the agent. So even for the communication between the agent and Informatica Cloud, there's no ports in the firewall that need to be open for inbound traffic. It's all standard SSL, 443 outbound is all you need. And once that's there, then everything should just work. And because it's the same engine, that's, again, it goes back to the hybrid story that I was talking about. Because it's exactly the same, it shares the same metadata structures of the on-premise product, which is what's going to allow us to have that. It's inherent to the way that we're going to be able to share information back and forth between cloud and on-premise. And in fact, what you'll probably end up seeing from Informatica is we may end up just blurring the line completely. A lot of what you saw from a UI standpoint will be made available. So you can install it on-premise. It'll probably still be thin client. So there's just going to be this hybrid story, I think, is really going to be what's going to move us going forward. You'll probably hear us talk less and less about cloud versus on-premise. Any other questions? Yes, question. Could you repeat that one more time? Yes. Yeah, so the question is, how do you deal with unstructured data? So we have the ability just to connect raw to data sources, and we can just simply do a push if we wanted to directly into Azure storage. We also have technologies. We have had B2B and parsing technologies for a very long time. So things like semi-structured files, EDI files, you know, there's a lot of standards files that are out there. We have the ability to go in and automatically parse and determine structure and then load that up in a structured way up into Azure. There's a cool demo that we have where using some of that technology, you can point at a raw data file. The development team actually, I think this was 2.5, maybe 3 years ago, at Strata, they sat through a Microsoft keynote where they were talking about Xbox log data. And it was of course, a big data use case. So we actually took that log file, and we have new technology where we can go in and point at any kind of raw file, and it will, using its own form of machine intelligence, determine the actual structure for a raw file. So you can just point to it, it picks it out. You can dynamically pick the various nodes within the structure that it identifies and form a relational structure so that it just grabs the pieces that you want. So lots of really, really cool technologies there. Follow-up question, yeah? Go ahead, Gobi.
So how do you, in your workflow, how do you handle kind of, if you have a complex workflow, like parallelism and all that stuff and all?
Yeah, so the question is, how do you deal with parallelism if you've got a complex structure? So a lot of that stuff, there's two ways of dealing with that. For I think things that are a little bit more structured in nature, we have the ability to use, this is more going to be more on the on-premise side, we have the ability to have a grid architecture. So you can scale up and down on that grid, and we're actually looking to do very interesting things when it comes to Azure and VMs going forward with our grid. So that's one way of doing it. It's kind of the way that I think most people would expect us to do that. With our cloud runtime engine, we can be more elastic about that too. So we're going to be doing things with our runtime component that's in our data center and have that be more elastic. You can also, we also have some workflow capabilities. I only touched upon the fact that a lot of what you saw was actually parameterized. So you can actually have a logical data flow that at the beginning of the month or just a normal steady state, it only runs one instance of that per day. But as you approach the end of quarter, end of month, end of year, you can dynamically scale a logical mapping and scale it out from a performance standpoint. So there's all sorts of cool ways to do that. And a lot of that can actually be directly managed from Data Factory, just like you saw.
On a quick comment, there was a question earlier about Azure Express Route, which is a private network connected into Azure. You don't need that in order to use Informatica Cloud.
Yeah, that's right. So that the Express Route piece is not needed because, again, when you use us, it's all going to be through standard SSL 443 outbound. But if you have it, it'll, of course, be much faster.
And I was actually focusing more on the SQL DW piece when he talked about being able to expand the number of loads sequentially, because it'll start queuing after four loads anyway.
Right, but I don't think you need Express Route.
Okay.
Yeah, it's not needed. It'll definitely be, from an architectural standpoint, it would be preferred. Good questions. Anybody else? Well, I'll be here for the rest of the conference, so if you see me, feel free. If you have any questions that pop up, just come grab me. As far as what to do next, like I said, we actually have free, not just 30-day trials, I forgot. We actually are offering a 60-day free trial for what we're doing here with Cortana Analytics. So you can go to that link up there. Of course, we've got a bunch of information on our standard website, informatica.com. / Azure Cloud Integration.
Real quick.
Sure.
Is it BYOL or is it?
So the question is it BYOL or bring your own license? And this would directly apply, let's say, to the Informatica on-premise products. And if you're looking for more of a lift and shift, just grab your Informatica on-prem and run it in the Azure VM. Yes, right now, for now, it's BYOL. We are looking to do things that are going to be more usage-based, subscription-based for the core products. What I showed you just now, though, the Informatica Cloud products, those are only made available through subscription. And the numbers are not at all what you would expect from Informatica. If we take a look at the informatica.com/cloud website, and if we took a look at our pricing, where's the pricing?
It's on the last page, on the right side below.
Is it?
Yeah, if you go to the back
Okay. Thanks for telling me where to find stuff on my own website.
Scroll down to the right.
Oh, yeah. Thank you. Yeah, it's obvious. Yeah. So if we click in here, again, those numbers are not what most people think about with Informatica. I was working with a prospect or a customer now about 3 weeks ago, and they said, you know, this was a cloud analytic use case. The CIO said, of course I'd love to have Informatica, but I can't afford $200,000, and I can't hire the staff to be able to support it. So no, we're talking about Informatica Cloud. And then when he saw this and he actually tried it out, he was like, wow, this is shocking. I didn't realize this is someone that used to work at a large enterprise, was working for a small 500-person company, and they were able to use Informatica Cloud. So again, that's the power of the cloud. It's the reach that you have both on the on-premise or both in the enterprise and the SMB space. You're able to deal with more customers. Okay. Well, that's all I've got. I've got three more minutes. So thank you all very much for attending. And again, feel free to stop me if you have any questions. Thank you.